Boston Central coach Darian DeVries of the 13-0 Drake Bulldogs out of the Missouri Valley Conference. Coach, how are things going with you guys out there in Iowa, man?
Yeah, things are going going good. Obviously, the team's been playing well to this point, and we're able to play games. That's maybe even the bigger part. We've been able to get 13 games in, so feel really fortunate from that standpoint that we've been able to avoid some of the shutdowns that been happening throughout the country.
Now, Coach, let me ask you about the March here, Coach. You know, my birthday was March 11th, and everything shut down on my birthday, like from the Knicks the Hawks game and everything shut down, right? So for your guys and then during that time, how is it going from being on campus, being in that mode of playing ball, going to school in person to going home and being away from you guys for a while and coming back? So how was that for you and your staff and your players over the summertime there?
Yeah, I think what our guys really realized was how much they love playing. You know, when you get it taken away from you for a couple months, you know, they had the boards on the rims in the park. You know, they couldn't go anywhere and go play. They couldn't get into their, you know, high school. You know, you couldn't get anywhere. So I think once they got the opportunity to get back in the gym again, I think all of them were just so excited, you know, to get back and doing something they love. And that's why I think, you know, right now, you know, if you watch our team, you see how much energy and passion they're playing with. And that's because it was gone for a while, you know, it was taken away from them, and they just never, they don't want that to happen again, you know, so they're making the most of every minute they get out there.
Yeah, I think that's good about your team, coaches. I've seen you got 13-0, but you guys are playing so much energy and effort. And this team is going to be coached about energy, effort, hustle, wants, not so much execution of plays, but just playing hard, man. Bringing it every night will get you a win. And I see you guys epitomize playing the right way, playing hard and with energy and effort and winning games.
Yeah, I agree. That's, I think if you look at anything, it's like if you can get a group of guys that can play hard and play together, you've got something to work with. And our group certainly does that. And that, is certainly a reflection of the leadership that they have in the locker room. But then there's just the type of guys we have as well and their willingness to be a part of a team and play together and play unselfish. So, and it makes it fun for them, makes it fun for us, makes it fun for fans to watch a team play like that and leave it all out on the floor and to try to get a win.
What's good about your team is because I see you guys are very synced up, even in timeouts. Your guys are locked in time. But sometimes you see the guys wander, eyes looking away, but your guys locked in on you guys, man. I can see like, man, these guys are really connected together and really feeling they're each other. They're all at this symbiotic feeling together, and you play and you show on the court and how you're winning games and playing well against tough opponents each night out here.
Yeah, it is certainly a focus group, you know, and that's so important. You get in that huddle and having everybody engaged and talking to one another and helping each other out about what they see. So, you know, from that standpoint, again, you got to have a collective group of guys that are all trying to get and reach these same goals.
And you know, you taking over a program, Coach, you did new. How was it setting that culture to show the guys what you are about, what you expect from your young men? You was at Creighton for a long time there coming over to Drake. So you had a great program and learned from a great coach as well. So how was that setting that culture as you got to Drake and kind of put your step on that program?
Yeah, I think it starts with you know, the guys you recruit, and making sure you're really selective on who you want to bring in your program and making sure it fits, you know, your school, your community, and then your basketball team, and then your staff. I think your staff's incredibly important just to make sure that, you know, they represent everything you want your program to be about and the way they go about their, teaching, communicating, recruiting, all that stuff. So I think that combination, I love my staff, obviously, and the guys we have in our locker room. And because of that, they've made it easy, you know, for that culture to get established from the day one.
Talk about where you're located, because you guys have got great talent, east, west, north of yourself. It's great. Talk about the way where your location is, how you can get great players to come play for you with Drake, because I feel like your location is prime to get talent from all over the Midwest there.
Yeah, Des Moines, the capital of Iowa, it's a great city. Got an airport you can fly right into if you need to go, out recruiting or flying somebody in. But in terms of just locally, right here in Iowa, then you can, 3 hours to Minneapolis, 3 hours to Kansas City, about 4.5-5 hours to Chicago, 2 hours to Omaha. So just right there, right in the heart of it all, you can go any direction and be, around a bunch of players in a short period of time.
And when you've been at Creighton and playing Northern Iowa, you already have those connections in the area, which helped you a lot as well, I would say.
Yeah, I was you know, born and raised in Iowa, and then and then was in Omaha for 20 years. So certainly have a lot of roots here in the Midwest, and some ties, and you know, people you've gotten to know over the course of 20 some years that make it a good foundation to have that recruiting base of places that guys you can trust that when they see somebody or know a player, they know kind of what you're looking for too.
And how was it, Coach, trying to recruit via Zoom? I know you probably guy wants to be in person with people, man, get in the homes, get in the gym with them. But having to do this via Zoom or showing the campus of Drake via Zoom, how was that?
Yeah, it's different. I much prefer the, face-to-face interaction and things, it's what we have to do. And it's been fine. It's worked. I didn't know what Zoom was until about last
same April. Here.
We're figuring it out, but it's been good. It's something that I would love to get back into the gyms and seeing people face to face at some point in their families and those type of things. But we'll make do until that time comes for us all.
I say it's good for radio because I was on the phone. So just get to see you guys. Being now rather than talking on the phone, it's good for me, man. See you guys there, rather than be on the phone in the studio. So also Zoom is good for radio. That's what's trying to recruit so much, but radio's been great for us.
Good. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yes, indeed. And now, Coach, as you guys got back to campus, trying to get your guys ramped up, how was you trying to kind of gauge your guys so they don't go too hard too soon and have that nagging injury you can't get rid of all year long or get a guy hurt really bad from going from doing nothing to trying to, play hard and just get back in after because he's a young kid?
Yeah. We've been a little lucky because we didn't have, any shutdowns, where we had to sit out for a week or two and then try to crank it right back up again. So we've been able to stay pretty consistent and really kind of moderate, like how much we're doing every day and every week, know when to back off and stuff. But for some of those programs that had to sit out a week or 2 weeks and then try to come back in and play a game in like 3 days, that's tough. And it's something we just have been fortunate. We haven't had to navigate through yet.
And, Coach, when you're trying to get guys prepared for the season, was it easier to kind of get stuff, put stuff in because, when the guys were away from you, so you kind of dumb it down, per se, so you didn't put too much on them too soon, and you kind of add stuff as you guys go now, getting this flow here, you're going to add a little bit more here to add a wrinkle or two here. How's that been, Coach, for you this season?
Yeah, we actually took the opposite approach, to be honest with you. So when we got our guys back in July, because we were worried, if we get shut down for 2 weeks or 4 weeks – we wanted to try to get everything in. So we put it all in on the front end and then never got shut down. So we were able to get it, right away. So we've been kind of going 5-on-5 really since July. And then, as we continued to go, we didn't have anything left to really put in. So then we worked our way backwards and really focused on all the skill stuff going leading up to the season because we already had so much of our, packages offensively, defensively in.
And, Coach, for a scouting team this year, because, some teams you played may have played a bunch of games, others played one or two games. So how is it trying to scout teams, kind of figure out, okay, do I have enough to kind of know what they really do in this situation or that? How's that been for you this year? Because I know I love to watch film on teams when I played ball. So I love to kind of see what the guys' tendencies are. So how's it been for you guys trying to scout guys, not when they don't have enough tape like you used to have this time of year?
Right. Yeah, we've been pretty lucky with our opponents. A lot of our opponents have been able to play a good bulk of their game. So we've been able to get some pretty good, scouting reports and things, watching film and get an idea of their identity and things as we're preparing for each team.
Most definitely, Coach. And talk about the Valley, because I feel like people down in Atlanta don't realize how good the Valley is. Your conference is tough every night, man. So tell us about the Valley, how the quality of coaching and the tough opponents you see every night in that conference.
Yeah, it's a super league. I mean, you talk about just a highly competitive league. We had Loyola, the team we played this weekend, and was in a Final Four here, a few years back. Wichita State, who was in our league, went to a Final Four from the Valley before they moved to the American Conference. So it's a league that, has done a lot of good things. Northern Iowa has been to some Sweet 16s. So it's, Creighton when it was in the Valley before it moved to the Big East. It's always been a long tradition of it's having, high-level basketball. And this year is no different. I think there's just a lot of – good coaches in this league, good players, and it makes it fun for everybody, you know, fans included.
Now, Coach, I have two more for you. What's your favorite Atlanta eatery or Atlanta moment you had in your life, man? Coach love to come here and eat and find a great spot to eat. So tell us about your favorite experience here in Atlanta, Georgia, man.
Well, my favorite experience, I have maybe a couple. The Final Four when it was down there was certainly, a good time and enjoyed the city and things. Maybe when I was a grad assistant, we were down there playing Georgia State, and we were flying through Atlanta, and I had to try to go find gas. And that was back before we had MapQuest or any of this stuff. I'm driving. I'm from a small town in Iowa, and I got all these big buildings around me. I can't find my way around anywhere, I'm trying to look up. All I can see is the Superdome getting further away from me in the background.
You were going south, not north. Most definitely, Coach. And now also, if I may ask kids, what was your pandemic hobby? Like I said, mine was playing the guitar. Learning how to play the guitar. So what was your kind of pandemic hobby you kind of picked up over the time we had a lot of time, more time to yourself than usual?
Yeah, I played a lot of golf, to be honest, this spring and stuff when we got shut down, because the only thing that was really open still was the golf courses. It didn't help me any. I'm still terrible.
Same here. I did play a little, so. Yeah, Coach, for me, every shot goes left. Every time, it's going left.
Same here. I'm a lefty. It's a straight slice. I know where to look. I don't even look right anymore.
I hear that. Hey, Coach, thank you for your time today, buddy. Best of luck to your season. Hope you guys stay healthy. I'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great one, and happy New Year to you as well, Coach.
Awesome. Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Be good. See you soon now.
All right.